Tonight, the FA Cup third round replay is underway between Bury and Bradford. This time, the reverse fixture at Valley Parade following a 0-0 draw. The first time the two sides attempted to get through to the next round. Let's speak to our Bury fan that we get on the show, Tom Pickup. Tom, welcome to Radio Yorkshire.
Hi there, Andy. Hi.
So, first game was a 0-0 draw. Talk me through how you saw it.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't the most exciting of cup ties. In terms of the atmosphere, it was brilliant. Bradford obviously brought an awful lot. Probably at least half the crowd was Bradford fans. They had both ends. And it made for an atmospheric match. But both sides were on sort of mini slumps at the time and played a bit cagey. Not the most attractive game, and the pitch wasn't in the best condition with all the rain we've had. But certainly, Bury would have come away thinking we probably just about got away with a replay because of those two late misses, and particularly the one from James Hansen right at the death, 2 yards out, blazed it over the bar in front of those Bradford fans. That really looked to have won the game.
And in terms of tonight, do you see Bury really going for this because Bury want to continue in the cup? Or do you think that for David Flitcroft, it might just be a case at the moment of look at the league because when you look at Bury's recent form, a couple of victories in December, both 1-0 victories for Bury. It's been a bit of a tough time of late.
Yeah, it's been a pretty shocking run we're on now. We've now lost more than we've won in the league, which has sent us all the way down from the heights of third to our current position of 15th. So definitely the fans, particularly sets of the fans, are putting a little bit of pressure on David Flitcroft. He obviously knows the situation. We need a win. But it will be a difficult game. I think in terms of our tactics tonight, we will be going for the win, particularly because we do need the money. I don't know whether anyone heard in the news yesterday, it was mainly Bolton, but there was a winding up petition for Bury FC, but that was all paid, and just after the press got hold of it, it's all been paid. So not an immediate concern, but it does show you that there might be a potential cash flow problem at Gig Lane at the moment. And if we do progress to the next round, that's certainly the money side of it, if not anything else.
And what about Bradford? What did you make of them from what you've seen so far this season? And how do you see it maybe if you were a Bradford fan, how would you look at tonight? Are they also, do you think, going to be really fighting for it as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I know Bradford had a little slump of their own, but then they got a good win on Saturday against Oldham. So they're sort of back in search for the playoff place, really. In terms of the Cup, we all know that they've had a great time of the Cup recently. And a home replay against Bury, they'll be thinking this is a real chance to get to the next round. And, of course, the winners face Hull, which is certainly a winnable game, as it will be another home tie for whoever gets through. I think Bradford will be confident of getting through. In terms of the way they've played against Bury, they're quite a physical side. They've really got stuck in both games, and that's really how they outdid us at Valley Parade in the league. But certainly they didn't manage to play as well as they can do, I don't think, at Gig Lane. That was partly the conditions and partly the two sides weren't on form.
Are Bury fans excited by the draws that they've had so far in the FA Cup? I mean, third round, Bradford City, fourth round, potentially Hull, or somewhere along the lines, would Bury fans be preferring a Man United or a Liverpool?
Well, I remember when I was listening in to the fourth round draw coming out, and I think Bury and Bradford were two of the last four teams, and of course one of the other ones was Chelsea, so we were all thinking, oh, well, maybe Chelsea away. But in reality, this is a winnable game, Hull. In terms of our previous games, and we've played pretty much all League One sides, so it's the case of deja vu. But it would have been a bit more glamorous if we had got someone like Chelsea. But I think now that we've got this very close replay and then a home game against Hull, I think it is a very decent chance for either side to get to the fifth round, which would be a terrific achievement for a League One team.
You mentioned about yesterday Bolton Wanderers obviously taking a lot of the news in terms of financial issues at the moment, but you also mentioned about Bury and the fact that there was, as you say, this winding up petition, which was paid, not a problem in terms of that. But Bury's finances of late, for those who aren't looking at the club directly, Bury are in a much more stable financial position than they have been of late.
Well, that's right. When the current board took over, it was 2.5 years ago now, we were in a perilous state. There was a winding up petition, which really there would be no hope of paying it unless somebody came in. And Stuart Day and his board have come in, and they have sort of made the club more professional, you can see by some of the calibre of players we've signed that we've obviously got a bit of money to spend on wages, even though we're telling them they didn't spend a penny on their agent fees or transfer fees. So, yeah, it's coming together. We've got the new training ground at Carrington, which has helped. And the plan was, Stuart Day, to get us in the Championship in 5 years. Well, we're ahead of schedule at the moment. This is our third season under him. So certainly if we just manage to stay in League One at the moment, I think the fans will be happy. But, yeah, it's just a little concern, of course, this winding up position. There are a few things, like there's a few CCJs owed, but it's meant to be money that Stuart Day has personally guaranteed. So when he does have, I don't know, the funds released, he will be able to pay them off. That's what we're told. So hopefully we shouldn't be getting too worried about the financial side anytime soon.
Yesterday we saw Ian Hendon leave his position at Leyton Orient. We saw Mark Robbins leave his at Scunthorpe. I'm not in any way suggesting David Flitcroft in a similar situation, but is pressure maybe starting to build? Because, as you say, the expectations and things at Bury have risen of late. And this recent run, which is 4 defeats, 1 draw, is it starting to pressure to build, sorry, the pressure?
Yeah, definitely. In terms of at the games, there's been no sort of real sort of booze or anything like that. But, you know, you go online, there's obviously a few fans who do want a new manager. But as with most teams, fans tend to be a bit fickle at sometimes. Got to admit that David Flitcroft did transform the club when we took over. We were second from bottom of the Football League. And then we almost got into playoffs that season. The following season, we were promoted automatically. And up until the last few weeks, you've got to say, we were overachieving in League One. So even though we are on a bad run, and I'm sure David needs to address that, he, in my opinion, deserves to be the man to address it and try and get us out of this run and back up the table.
Well, Bradford versus Bury, the FA Cup third round replay takes place tonight at Valley Parade, 7:45 kickoff. Tom Pickup, though, Bury fan, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.